Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Asian experts say they do not expect President Donald Trump to raise human rights issues and concerns about extrajudicial killings when he meets Monday in Manila with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. I'm sure he will not take it up, Duterte himself said Sunday. Human rights groups have expressed alarm over allegations that Philippines police have killed at least 3,000 suspected drug users and dealers in a countrywide crackdown, one of Duterte's major campaign promises. Trump told Duterte earlier this year that he is doing a, quote, great job, but has yet to openly criticize the plain-speaking Philippines president for his alleged campaign of violence. Duterte had once insulted former President Barack Obama, calling him a son of a whore. He also boasted of murdering someone when he was 16 years old because the victim gave him a funny look. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could, according to an Iraqi official on Sunday, contain up to 400 bodies. The bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October, according to the governor of Kirkuk. He didn't say when authorities will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. A local shepherd who led troops to the site said IS used to bring captives to the area and shoot them dead or pour oil over them and then light them on fire. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake followed by a strong aftershock rocked the Iran-Iraqi border on Sunday, damaging a number of villages. Reports say the 7.3 magnitude quake killed at least 61 people. It struck Sunday night outside the eastern Iraqi Kurdistan city of Halabja, very close to the Iranian border, and was felt as far away as Turkey. Officials in both countries say they expect the damage reports and death tolls to rise as rescue teams reach smaller towns and villages. A train crash in Congo on Sunday killed at least 34 people and injured at least 26 others in Lualaba province in the country's southeast, according to a government official. The injury and death toll is likely to rise because some train cars are on fire and some were carrying fuel. 11 of the train's 13 cars caught fire. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Slovenia's President Borut Pahor was re-elected to a second term Sunday after winning a runoff election against a former comedian who currently serves as the mayor of a northern town. Pahor is a veteran politician. He won 53% of the vote, his challenger 47%. Turkey is denying a report that it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the United States with a former Trump administration official. In a statement released Saturday evening, the Turkish embassy in Washington called allegations that Turkey would use means outside the legal process to return Fethullah Gulen to Turkey utterly false, ludicrous, and groundless. The Wall Street Journal newspaper on Friday said that special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn to kidnap Gulen, and Flynn and his son were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to the Turks. Emirates Airline, the largest airline in the Middle East, says it has agreed to buy 40 Boeing 787-10s in a deal worth more than $15 billion. The purchase was announced Sunday at the Dubai Air Show. Deliveries of the wide-body twin-engine planes are set to begin in 2022. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.